produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
And Habakkuk chapter number 3, beginning at verse number 17, when you got it, say, I'm there. Amen. And it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. The word of God for the people of God. I want to talk, amen, again from this thought. I choose to rejoice, part two. I choose to rejoice, part two. I choose to rejoice, part two. Amen. God bless you, ushers. You may be seated. My brothers and sisters, we discovered very extensively on last week that rejoicing is a choice. We discovered that when we find ourselves going through the trials and temptations of life, sometimes they can get the best of us. Do I have a witness in the room? And I know sometimes you just don't feel like being rejoiceful, or you don't feel like joying in the fact. And sometimes you don't even remember who you're serving while you're going through your trials and tribulation. Because we have a way of, in the initial offset of our trials, looking at our trials more than we look at God. But the good news of the text is for us to know that even though there are calamities in our lives, and even though there are things in our lives that are beyond our control, and even though sometimes we may get overwhelmed in life, we can still rejoice because we got a God on our side. Do I have some help in the room? And so when we find ourselves struggling like we will do, and if you have not struggled in life, keep living, because the struggle and the strain will come. But if you have struggled a while in your life, I want you to understand that it's good for you to rejoice, because rejoicing just make you feel better. Amen, amen. Misery loves company. That's why when I'm going through my trials, I don't want to be around miserable people. I don't want to be around people who are sad that I got to pull out the violin and go to singing sad blues song. But I want to be around somebody who can encourage me. Somebody here know that sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. Sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and encourage your own self. You got to pat your own self on the back sometime and say, self, keep on going. Because life will get you down sometime. But you got to hang on in there, because weeping may endure for a night, But joy comes in the morning. We discovered that towards the end of the kingdom of Judah, things had gone from bad to worse, and King Josiah, who was known as a good king, had been killed in the battle, and all the reforms he had put in place during his reign were perverted quickly by a rapid succession of a bad king. However, when Habakkuk looks at the decline of the day, he discovers that there are some things that are out of order and in need of repair. And just like our world and our country, our cities and our states are out of order and in need of repair, we have what they need to be repaired. But the good news of it is we got to continue to keep on holding up the bloodstained banner and make sure the world knows that there's a better way than the way that which they are living right now. I mean, you can't even go nowhere nowadays. Can't even do nothing nowadays. The people down there on yesterday, 85 cars got broken into. They just trying to look at a football game. Can't even enjoy life anymore without something going on. Can't even have your wedding dress in the back seat of your car without your car being stolen. Can't even go enjoy yourself without something happening in our world. Sometimes, church, it gets depressing. But you got to know that when life gets depressing and when dismay happens in our lives, we got to hang on to what we have in Jesus. We can't give up what we have in the Lord. We got to make sure that we make the Lord's name great and say, I know what's going on around me and I know what I see on the news, but I still choose to rejoice because I know I serve a God that specializes in turning things around. Yeah, you got to know who you serve. Amen. Amen. You don't serve no weak God. Amen. You don't serve no fly-by-night God. You don't serve no God who can't do nothing, but you serve a God who can do all things but fail. And when you know what God is able to do and when you've experienced God move in your life, don't nobody have to tell you to rejoice. Don't nobody have to pump you and prime you to rejoice, but you'll get your praise on wherever you are. So we discovered that Habakkuk saw some things in the environment that was not conducive to growth. He saw dismay and he saw deterioration happening all around him. And at first, the Bible says, if we exegete the text this morning, in that predicament, Habakkuk catches a sense of depression, if you will, like some of us do. But in the second sense, in his emotion, he chooses to look at the character and the nature of God. His first nature, being his human nature, was to be sad and sorrowful because what he had seen taking place. However, Habakkuk finally in the text catches a glimpse of God and responds to God's awesomeness with a shout of thanksgiving. He said, listen, I know first of all that God's position never changes. Let the church shout, God's position never changes. That's right. The Bible says that even though the fig tree may not blossom and the fruit may not be on the vine, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk resolved to rejoice him because he knew that God was able to do anything but fail. And he knew that God was powerful and sovereign and he will never be diminished because of man's difficult trials. And what that says to us this morning, church, is this, that even though there is deterioration happening around us, God can still bring it back to life. We serve a God that specializes in raising dead things. You don't believe me, do you? On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead. Everything changes around us, but God will never change. Let the church shout, God will never change. Say it again, God will never change. You cannot do so bad that God will change. Amen. You cannot even run out of God's grace. God's grace is so extensive that you can't outrun his grace. I wish I had a witness here, because the Bible says God's grace and his mercy faileth not. And so since we serve a God that never change, we need to be glad that God will never change. But not only that, we need to be glad that God will never change his mind about us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the what? The world, that he what? Gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God loved us in spite of us. He loved us in spite of our filthy ways. He knew we needed a savior, and he loved us in spite of. God's mind will never change about us. And so we need to be thankful that the one thing that we can depend on in this ever-changing world is that this, that God will always be the same. I'm going to let that soak in like Bengay until you get a burning sensation. I'm going to say it one more time. God will never change. You making it up, Pastor. No, I'm not. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we have to remember, no matter how dark, dreary, or dismal things may appear, God is still in control. You mean to tell me that all of this that is going on, all of this killing, all of this robbing, that God is still in control? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. God is still in control. God allows us the time to get it right with him so that we will not be in eternal dismay. God's position never changes. The second thing we talked about last week is God's pardon never will cease. The B clause of verse number 18 suggests to us that yet will I joy in the Lord of my salvation. Joy in the Lord is especially seasonable when we are met with losses and crosses in this world. We will have to bear our cross, because if we don't bear our cross, we cannot have our crown. Somebody said the other day, no cross, no crown. Amen. And so we got to remember that as we are living in this Christian life, we have to carry our cross daily. But not only must we pick up our cross, but we got to pick it up and we got to follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. We must understand that no matter what comes our way, that we can always find joy in the Lord, who's able to save us and salvage us. Amen. The name of Jesus, amen, is a prevalent name that we need to call on more often than not, because calling on the name of Jesus will get us places that our money cannot get us. Is my mic on this morning? Amen. I know we got a lot of money in the bank and we got degrees on the wall that fill up the whole wall, but sometimes your degree and your money can't get you where the name of Jesus can. Because when you're in the hospital and you don't know what to do and the doctor's giving you a bad report, your degree can't get you healed. Your money will run out trying to get you healed. But when you call on the name of Jesus, everything has to fall in line. And somebody in here knows what I'm talking about, because you've experienced some trials in your life that was beyond your degree and your money. You know, when you call on the name of Jesus, everything has to get in order. And so we need to understand, church, and I'm almost through, that God's position never changes and God's pardon never ceases. But listen, this is what I want to really get to today. Amen. Today, I want to really look at how God's power will never collapse. Did you hear what I said? God's power can never collapse. I'm going to say it one more time. The power of God can never cease to be in our lives. Somebody ought to shout it right there, because that's good shouting material all by itself. When our little power run out, God's power will achieve that which it has set out to achieve. Habakkuk could only rest and rely on the awesome power of God after he prayed the prayer of faith in previous verses. Verse number 19, and put it back on the screen, media team. Verse number 19 says, "The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places," to the chief singer of the string instrument. So what was Habakkuk really trying to say to us in that moment? He was really trying to say that God's awesome power is ever failing, and we might not see it right now, but if we keep on going, we will receive the supernatural strength of God that is able to carry us where we need to go. Did you hear me? He rightly declares that his strength was not in fig trees, not in vines or fields or flocks, because all of that will fade away. God's strength is not in the house we live in. God's strength is not in the car that we drive. But God's strength is in us, which gives us the ability to keep on moving. He declared that all of that will fade away, but the only thing that will last is the Lord God Almighty. We may even say that what we praise is our strength. If we live to praise our own achievements and resources, then those are our strength, and when they fail, we fail. You ever seen somebody lose a job and just go crazy? Because their hope was in the job and not in the person who gave them the job. See, when you go through life and when you rely on the Lord for everything, it don't matter what you lose, you still rejoice because you have sense enough to know that God can give you that plus some all over again. And I'm trying to tell somebody, don't you get hung up on these jobs. I don't care how good they are. I don't care how much the 401k is. I don't care how much they match the 401k. I don't care what the benefit package is. Don't you get caught up and sold up on these jobs. But you remember who gave you the job, and you remember the person that blessed you in the first place, and you praised him instead of praising them. You hear what I'm saying? If we live to praise a person or a specific idea, then those people or ideas fail and our strength will fail. But when we live to praise the Lord God Almighty for the strength he gives unto us, the Bible says that he will give us the power to overcome our weak moments in our lives. Look at the text. He says, he will make my feet like hinds feet, or deer feet, in other words. Habakkuk thought of the deer running about on the high hills, never losing its footing and never falling. More than that, the deer possibly dance and leap on the hills. They are full of life and joy. So the prophet here, he proclaimed that God will set my steps so great that he will continue to allow me to stand firmly no matter what happens in my life. As I trust in the Lord, church, he will not allow me to slip or fall. And I will do more than merely plod along. He says, I will skip about with life and joy because I choose to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 121 verses 3 through 5 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. 5 says, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. When you talk about the supernatural strength of God, you're talking about something on the inside that bubbles up on the outside that causes us to keep on trotting even when people think we should be falling. And let me tell you sometime in this life, you'll have some moments where you just want to lay down and quit. Do I have a witness in here? Oh, I know I'm looking at some folk. You've been through some stuff. I know you don't want nobody to know it, but listen, all of us in here have been through some stuff. But the good news of it is we're still here to testify of the goodness that God has given to us in our lives. God turns our doubts into shouts when we choose to rejoice. And he gives us peace in the midst of problems when we choose to rejoice. That's why people, when they ask you how you doing, they expect for you to say, oh, child, I don't know. And you give them another answer. They look at you like something is going on with you. That's because they can't understand the power of God giving you the peace that you got to help you to keep on moving in the direction you're moving in. See, we as believers, we don't have no business being down in the first place. Amen. We should be the ones that's encouraging the world to come on over to the Lord's side so that they can get some of this peace that we already have. That's why the saints of old said, this joy, I'm about to get happy here, that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I'm closing now. But in his trials, Habakkuk learned a valuable lesson. And let me say this, you ought to learn some stuff when you go through life experiences. You shouldn't go through life experiences and don't take no notes while you're in the mess. Y'all ain't praying with me this morning. Amen. But you ought to take notes when life beats you up so that you don't have to repeat the same class over again. Amen. Amen. He learned a valuable lesson. He learned a lesson that all of God's children need to learn. He learned that God is both our salvation and our song. See, when you got God on your side and you have trouble raging in your life, every now and again, a song will hit your heart. Do you hear what I'm saying? A song will come in your spirit and give you that peace of mind to let you know that, yes, I'm going through, but God is still with me. Do I have a witness here? And I don't know what your song is, church, but every now and again, you need to grab you a song, Sandra, that you can gain strength from in the midst of your calamities. Oh, when you're in the shower, you need to be Whitney Houston or Donny Hathaway. You need to be Luther Vandross. You need to be Kurt Franklin. You need to be Aretha Franklin. And you need to get your song on so by the time you get out the shower, you can be encouraged and you don't have to sing old blues songs in your life. We got to be a people of gladness, not sadness. That's why we got to choose, church, to rejoice. Why? Because the world is looking at us. All of us are under the microscope. When you say you're a Christian believer, amen, you can bet your bottom dollar that somebody is going to test you along the way. They're going to wait on you to fall. They're going to wait on you to cuss. They're going to wait on you to mess up. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Folks sit back on these jobs and as soon as something go left, I thought you was a Christian. I thought you was too. Amen, somebody. Amen. Nobody is exempt from trouble, trials, and tribulation. And matter of fact, let me go on and tell you as I move to my clothes that when you get closer to God, that's when trouble will rage at you even more. Because the devil don't want you to be close to God in the first place. But you got to remember who you are serving and who you got on your side. You got to tell yourself, greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. I'm done. Come on, Ann. I'm through. Listen. We got to remember that God's power will never collapse in our lives. I don't care what you are going through. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems to be. God has the power. Do you hear me today? To bring you back from any dark place that you could ever find yourself in. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that's good news today. That ought to give us a little hope and healing in our lives. Because I know. I done been down Dog Boulevard before. But I'm on Sunshine Street now. You hear what I'm saying? And you got to get to a place where you say, listen, I'm not going to let no devil in hell stop me. I'm not going to let no devil in hell block me. I'm not going to let no devil in hell make me mad, make me sad, make me upset, because I choose to rejoice. Told you last week, you got to learn how to say, not today, Satan. You might well go on and get the stepping, buddy. Not today. We ain't doing this today. And you got to stand on the word of God. Amen. Know your authority in God. Stop letting the devil use and abuse you. Amen. Put a no vacancy sign on your spiritual life and say, listen, I ain't got no room for you, Satan, because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying? And don't you be afraid of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost's job is not to make you run, jump, shout, and holler. But the Holy Ghost's job is to make you live better. Come on, somebody. To make you pray better. To make you read your Bible more. To make you a better Christian than you were yesterday. And we should be ever growing. The Bible says, from grace to grace. Grace to grace. That we should be growing, church. Every day. But we allow this thing called life to get the best of us. We allow it to get the best of us. We allow it to get us down. We allow it to make us depressed. Y'all won't pray with me today. I'm talking real life issue. We allow it to make us mean as a junkyard dog. Do you hear what I'm saying? Ain't no reason why a child of God should be walking around like they got rocks in their jaws. Amen. We should have a smile on our face. But first of all, God woke us up this morning. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody laying there on their bed of affliction and they don't even know they're in the world. But look at you. You come to the house of God. You're viewing the house of God. God has blessed us with amenities of life. We done got more now than we've ever had. And we're still walking around like we're mad and busted and disgusted. Somebody ought to smile even through the pain in your life. Because you know that somehow, some way, things are going to work out. We don't act like the world act, but we act like we got some hope in Jesus Christ. We have that joy in our hearts. We smile in the face of adversity. And I know sometimes it's our human nature. Let me come down your street. I know it's our human nature to panic at the first sign of our problems. I know it. But you shouldn't stay on panic street all the time. Amen. I know when stuff hits you, it can knock the wind out of you. But when you get your wind out, you better say, but my God is able. When they tell you something that don't sound right, hey, I know what you're saying, but I believe the report of the Lord. And that's what I'm going to keep on believing. I know what it looked like, but God. Anybody ever had some but God moments? Come on, don't play with me here. I almost gave up, but God. I almost lost my life, but God. I almost gave in, but God. And in those moments where God show you how mighty he is, you are not sit back and chill out. That's not the time to chill, but that's the time to rejoice in the Lord. Because the Lord has given you another chance. Thank God that he's a God of another chance, not a second chance. Because all of us have used our second chance long time ago. Amen, somebody. If he was a God of a second chance, would none of us be sitting up in here? But thank God we serve a God of another chance. Do you hear what I'm saying? So I choose to rejoice today. That's my choice. This week, I'm going to put it into practice. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Because he's my salvation. See, you got to make it personal sometimes. He's my salvation. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my way. Anybody in this room beside Pastor?
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.